I can't remember a time in my life where someone hasn't hated me. From a young child, I was labelled too loud, too wild, too much. Somehow, despite it all, it has never fazed me. Don't get me wrong, of course at times my ego has a pity party, but it's always been short-lived and the judgment of others has only fueled me to be even louder. I've survived childhood abuse, eating disorders, heartache, homelessness, substance abuse, and everything in between. Join me as I dive into it all and hopefully my rambles can encourage you to be your most outspoken self. Let's get controversial together.
It's working. There we go.
Whoopsie doopsie. Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. I just had a look and I think it's June since I've last done an episode. That is so bad. That is so bad. Life took over, my depression took over, and it is what it is, but we're back. It's the 1st of December. Happy New Year. I wanted to kickstart this new year off with a podcast, and what better way to start the new year and to start back on this podcast. So we're back, and I have a very, very, very special guest today. I am very excited. I thought it was perfect timing to come back with this. I always wanted to have her on the show. It was my plan to have her anyway. And what better way to get back into the podcast world than to interview none other than Miss Munro Mills. Hey. Welcome to the show, Munro. Thank you so much for coming today. So we're actually doing this podcast live from Munro's new bedroom. She's getting a new bedroom. She's very excited. Now, I want to start this off with Munro has not been prepped or prepared, so she's like pooping herself. She's like, what are you going to ask? And I said, no, I'm treating you like a guest, and you just have to go with the punches. She wants to be a celebrity. I wish you could see her face right now. I'll have to start doing video podcasts. Yeah, so I'm just going to treat you like everybody else, and you've just got to roll with it. If this is what you want to be a celebrity, you got to do it. So, first of all, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year to you too.
So, tell us, what did you do to celebrate New Year?
So, me and the fam, we had a little picnic at the beach in our boots.
Yeah.
And we just ate food and sat till the night, and then Happy New Year, and I was like, okay, good night.
Yeah, so I'll do a brief vlog. We went and bought white plates and Sharpies, and we went down to the beach, and we just wrote what we want to let go of, what doesn't serve us anymore, anything bad that's happened last year. And then we wrapped it in a bag and we smashed them, letting go. And, we just had a bit of a picnic in our boots. Yeah. And it was good. It was a nice way to bring in the new year. Yeah. I am winging it myself, because usually if I was going to interview someone, I'd write down some baseline questions. And I just completely spaced and forgot to do that. So there might be a lot of, like, pauses and ums and ahs. But do you know what? We're just rolling with it. I wanted this podcast out. We're getting back into it. So, Munro, why don't you tell us, what are some of your goals for 2024?
Well, so I want to have more acting opportunities.
Yep.
Well, acting and singing opportunities.
Yep.
And dancing. So basically more opportunities.
Yeah.
I want to, get a placement out of 3 on my dancing.
Yeah.
I want to get my aerial, just more strong movements in my dancing, not just and in my improv, not just being like, oh, I'm going to do a kick into a turn into a split.
Yeah.
And just doing things that aren't like an actual made move.
Yeah.
And just a lot more out there.
You put yourself out there more.
Yeah.
Get a lot more opportunities and just improve yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I sort of want to do that. I want to put myself out there more, get back into my social media and be really consistent with podcasts. Even if I just put something together that is 5 minutes, I want to make sure we're not getting here and I'm like, oh, it's been 6 months since I posted. I want to be consistent with that, getting back on top of my social media, and this year getting on top of my health. So I really took a beating. 2023 saw a lot of my depression peak, exhaustion. I was just doing so much for everyone else. you know, not more than just my children, like going above and beyond. And I'm just completely depleted. My PCOS is at its absolute worst. My adenomyosis, I don't even know if that's how you pronounce it, but that is really bad. Like, it's just, I'm not in a good way. And I have just, out of exhaustion, neglected a lot of the things that I would do, as in, you know, being more active and all of these things. So I need to get on top of that. I've put on a lot of weight with this PCOS. So I need to work on getting healthier, losing that weight, and feeling good again. So that's some of my top goals with that.
Yep.
And it's really hard to look at you, Mona, and take you serious. She has food all over her face. I just need to. My this girl, whenever she eats, it gets all over everywhere, head to toe. And we just had Subway before we popped over to the shops, didn't we?
And I get sweet chili sauce.
Yeah, you've got sweet chili sauce, and it is everywhere. So, Mano, I want to touch on a couple of things. So a lot of people, not a lot of people, it's a small minority, actually. It's the trolls and the, you know, bum heads, really. They think that I exploit a lot of you, like you kids, for social media. They think that I'm, like, forcing you guys to do things. They think that I am, you know, using you, whatever. What, like, do you feel that mum makes you do things?
No, like, no, like, I want to do it. Like, if you want to be a celebrity, it can't just be like, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, I'm not going to do this, because I know I want to hire you.
Yeah.
Like.
So you, exactly, you want to be a celebrity, mm-hmm. and to make that happen, you have to put yourself out there. So a lot of the times, I can't be bothered to do stuff, but you want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually, like, you had a big goal to hit 10,000 followers. You reached it on TikTok.
Yeah.
You've got 12,000. But you did it on Instagram. And because there were a lot of times where I just wasn't posting because I went into my bubble. And you were a bit annoyed because that affected your growth. So it's not, yeah, you actually are wanting to do this and even more than what we've actually done. So, yeah, people just don't understand that side of things. I, you know, it's controversial. Some people don't like their children on social media, and they think, you know, that it's bad. But the way I say it, I've had bad things happen to me as a kid and I wasn't on social media.
Yeah.
So it can happen, in my opinion, it can happen anywhere. And, you know, I can't live in a bubble of fear for that. I enjoy being on social media, so my family is as well. And maybe you guys will grow to be 20, 30, 40 and decide to hate me then. But, you know, I could raise you up with different values and you grow up to hate me because of that anyway. You know, like, I'm just winging parenting, and we'll get to life later and maybe you guys will be okay, maybe you won't. But I can't sit there in a bubble of like, oh, they might not like me for that, because maybe you truly wouldn't care.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just feel that's just what I choose to do. And I know you are very driven in wanting to be that as well, whether it's, well, you know, it might have been, some of it might be learned because you've seen me on social media.
Yeah.
But you've always been performing from when you were born, you know, walking up and down the hospital corridors in your suits and waving at people like that. I wasn't huge on social media then. So this is just what you were born to do, what you were born doing, loving and singing and, you know, screaming Jolene at the top of your lungs. Like, that's just who you are. So I would rather keep pushing myself and putting myself out there to help with your dreams to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you're going to have more of a chance of opportunity by putting ourselves out on social media. Like, your chances are going to improve. And, you know, already, you know, you've had a dress created by Dollpaint, which is incredible. You know, you've had so many opportunities come onto your lap already and you're only 11 years old. Like,
mm-hmm.
just imagine what it's going to be like if you work your butt off like this at 21, which is going to be crazy. And speaking of working your butt off, you have a job. You got a job at 11 years of age.
What?
Are you proud of yourself for that?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Again, people think that's rude. Do you think I'm being mean, making you go to work?
I love working.
Yeah. And it's actually more pressure on my plate.
Yeah.
Because I have to drive you to work.
Yeah.
And it's not that I made you wanted to get a job.
Yeah, I did.
And this is your money and this is what you want to do. And unfortunately, your job is about to finish. Your job is closing down. So Munro was working at the fairy room. And what do they do at the fairy room?
So they do, like, little dates and parties. So, like, you can do a son and daddy date, or a mother and daughter date, or a mother and son date, or a daddy and daughter date,
yeah.
and like all types of different dates. And then there's birthday parties where a fairy comes in, be a little host, and you know, does some magical things with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cute, and I eat and have a tea party, and it's really cute. And then we have a store out the front and sell fairy things and wizard things.
Yeah, so it's a retail store as well. So you work retail, and then yeah, you've been a fairy before for the party as well.
Yeah.
I am really also, I'm so paranoid. Imagine if this doesn't work. So we just bought a new microphone today.
Oh.
And imagine if it doesn't freaking work and we have to do this whole thing again. That'd be so awkward. Anyway, no, we won't speak it into existence. This is going to work and it's going to be amazing. So now this job, they're closing down. The business is closing down.
Yep.
So do you think you're going to try and apply for other jobs or continue to just pursue your social media stuff? What do you think you're going to do?
I might apply for some other jobs and still do social media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just keep putting yourself out. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Because what it's meant to be will be, mm-hmm. hey? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that's really good. What else are the other things? Oh, so let's talk about your skin.
Okay.
Right. So you've obviously got skin conditions.
Mm-hmm.
You've got photoaggravated eczema, solar urticaria.
Yeah.
And what does that mean?
So it means like I get heaps of rashes all over my body. Like when I was a baby, I was so much worse than I am, like mm-hmm. head to toe with rashes and sores, and I get them from the sun, so allergic to the sun.
Yeah.
And like it just, my skin gets itchy and it turns into like a little rash.
Yep.
And then I'll scratch it and it'll come into a little sore and then bigger.
Yeah.
It gets bigger and it's really, really itchy. And the sun makes it worse. Like sometimes I won't pick it, but if it's out in the sun for too long, it'll just start bleeding anyway.
Yeah.
And yeah, sometimes it's really annoying because all my bed sheets are full of blood because when I'm asleep, I scratch.
Yeah.
When I'm asleep. And my clothes sometimes have blood on them because of the sun.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So what do you think of the people that think that I've made your conditions up? Because they say I've got something called Munchausen's, which is I think it's like the parent lies about the kid being sick or makes them sick and stuff for attention. So that's what some of the haters say, and that's what your dad's girlfriend was saying about it as well. So what do you think about those people that say that?
Like, how do you make that up? Like, why would you even put me in that situation anyway?
Yeah.
Like, that's just, like, all the times when I was younger, having to wear long sleeves in summer when all my friends are wearing like shorts and t-shirt.
Yeah.
And not being able to go to water parks when I used to go to school, had a trip at Big Banana Water Park.
Yeah.
Or if my friends invited me to the water park for their birthday, I couldn't go.
Yeah.
Like, why would you make that up?
Yeah. Yeah. I get frustrated at that. Especially like I know there's trolls and haters that have said that. They've said that from the start, as soon as I started like talking about your condition. And it really triggered me when your dad's girlfriend said that, because first of like that, where the fuck was he? You know, if he bothered to be around, they would have seen it firsthand. And it takes away, to me, it minimizes the struggle that you've been through. To me, it minimizes what you've been through and how much you've accomplished. It minimizes the struggles that you had. It minimizes all of those nights that you couldn't sleep. It minimizes those nights that you were just screaming. You know, the times I could not put you down because you would just tear your skin off head to toe, all the hospital admissions you had, like that minimizes that. You have been through hell and back, you know, chemotherapies forced down your throat, me arguing with hospitals while they wanted to strengthen all of this shit, making you more and more sick, having to have dental surgery because of it. It really frustrates me because that, you know, that's, you've been through hell. That's horrible. Like, don't diminish that just because you have an issue with me and you want to lay an insult at me. Don't diminish the battles that you've like overcome, you know, because you've been through hell and back. And so, you know, that you hated it. You hated being the sore girl. That's not something that we could.
Yeah, like even when I went to school, like I'd have to wear swimmers underneath the school uniform.
Yeah.
And it was just not good, and I'd always feel embarrassed on how I looked.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you said something the other day that you are really happy that you're starting to be known for more than being the sore girl.
Yeah, because I never wanted to be famous because of my skin.
Yeah.
I don't want to be known for that.
Yeah. So not so much regret, or do you feel annoyed or like a bit annoyed, or do you feel upset that I spoke about your skin online and put your skin condition online?
No, I don't feel upset about it. I don't like feel upset about that at all.
You just want to be known for more than that?
Yeah.
So wait, do you understand why I put that out there online?
Yeah, because like I remember you said that you started social media because of me, because everyone would point at me and stuff, and you just wanted everyone to know that.
Yeah, so that's why it started, because, you know, I would take you out and, you know, people would move their kids away from you because they didn't want them playing near you, or we would have people point and whisper and kids would be like, what's wrong with her? But also adults would point and whisper and laugh at you. And it would make me so angry and so sad every time I'd leave the house because, you know, you were so beautiful and amazing. And it was so frustrating as a mum to see people look at you like you were a dirty leper. Like, it made me so angry. And I just wanted to fight the world and scream at everyone. And I thought, okay, if I can just share this, if enough people know what the fuck is wrong, maybe they'll shut up. Maybe they won't point. Maybe they won't laugh. Maybe they'll go, oh, she's not a dirty, contagious freak. Like, you know, maybe they'll just back off a little bit. So that was my goal with that. And then over time, because obviously I've got, you know, well, I only had Hendrix at the time. I didn't have Morrison then. But we had a whole family unit happening. So, you know, I wanted to change it from just talking about you to talking about our family unit as a whole. And also, you know, as it went on, I wanted you known for more than that. I wanted people to know about your conditions. I wanted awareness on those. But I also wanted everyone to know, like, Mother is actually so funny and cool and beautiful and special. So, which everyone knew immediately. Like, people just fall in love with you. You are just a big ball of light and energy and wonderfulness. And I think that's where some of the nastiness comes in from other people, because it's that jealousy sort of thing, you know. So speaking of nastiness, you've been through bullying. So not just with your skin. So do you want to touch on any of that?
Like, I don't want to put like too much detail on it. Like,
yeah, don't like name people, because you don't want to make things more uncomfortable for you.
Like my friends and just, a lot of people at like dancing and stuff, and like online as well.
Yeah, you've had that. So you actually left your dance studio. So you have loved dancing from, you know, being born, and you started at an amazing dance studio when we lived in Nambucca. And then when we become homeless, well, COVID came, so sort of, you know, there was like a back off from dancing. And then we, in that time as well, we'd become homeless. So we didn't go to a studio because there was no point signing up, because we never knew where we were going to be the next week. And so then once we sort of got our grounds, we found a studio that we thought would have been good. And, it turned out to not be. There was a quiet. The dance world is known for having a bitchy sort of nature anyway. Yeah. There's a lot of competitiveness and nastiness, which is really disheartening. This studio that you went to, the girls made you feel horrible. And that's where, you know, now you've got an eating disorder. We've touched on that, and you're working hard on that, and kicking goals, by the way. High five. You've been doing amazing. You developed that eating disorder, feeling uncomfortable around the girls, and then there was that bitchiness of, you know, like leaving you out, excluding you, and that's and made you feel really upset. So we had to leave, in essence.
Just being a dancer and just sitting on the chairs, just not talking to anyone because I was just excluded. Yeah. Everyone wanted to be around the cool people.
Yeah. And yeah. Stuff. They'd just leave you out. And, you know, one time you were very excited and you took Clancy in, your Nan's new dog, because every time, you know, new things come to the studio, all the kids would think it's so cool. And what happened with that?
Well, I walked in, everyone was like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And then people just, this cool girl walked around like, look at my new crocs, and like stamped her foot and they blew up. And then everyone walked over to her and just left me.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, so, yeah, other people have brought in their animal, and that's all they do is play with it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were sort of thinking everyone would be like, this is so cute, and hang out with you for a little bit. And they did, and then she took that attention away, and then everyone ditched you again. So that made you feel really upset. So there were situations like that, and it just became extremely detrimental for your mental health. You know, Munro was, you were crying about going. You did. There were days that you were like, oh, I just don't want to go to dance today, which is not like you, because dance is your life. You know, that's your fun, safe place that made you feel alive. You know, that's where you got your confidence as a little girl with your skin, and you felt horrible. You know, once you started dancing, it's just you're a different person. So that was really hard to watch. So you made the tough choice of leaving a dance studio, because in this time as well, because there's teachers, again, you know, the teachers as well had a big impact. They're not nice and they're not supportive at this studio. She never felt supported. She never felt cared about by these teachers. You know, she never once felt special, which every child of us at a studio should feel special. And, you know, Munro had it in Stedford, and her dance teacher was there, and her dance teacher didn't even say hello to her.
She, like, looked at me and then Cooper looked away and talked to the other teachers.
And the cool kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that, for me, was kind of like the nail in the coffin. Like, that's, she's a student at your dance studio. You know, you should be like, good luck, because Munro was doing her solos. Like, I don't understand why you wouldn't.
Yeah, the solos.
Okay. Yeah, so it's pretty nasty. Mm-hmm. So that, we were like, we're fucking done. So it wasn't too long after that. So I got in another tutor. We've got Miss Shalana.
Yeah.
So Miss Shalana is from her first studio she went to. She was another kid there, and she would help, you know, being the older kid, she would help with the younger classes. And Munro just fell in love with her from the start of it. She just adored her from the first moment she saw her, Miss Shalana.
Mm-hmm.
She'd often speak about Shalana over the years and how much she misses her, and she wishes she could have her teach her. And I just bit the bullet one day when Munro was really upset about dancing and this studio, and I reached out and I asked Shalana if she was still in the area and if she would, you know, be open to doing some private lessons. And, she loved it. She agreed to, and, yeah, opened her arms and took that on. And we're forever thankful for that, because it can't be easy, you know, doing everything that she does and working and her own life and then taking on that. And she's really taken you under her wing, hasn't she? And, you know, you guys have bonded over so many things, which is really, really nice. But you just came alive. And in speaking with Shalana, we found out that you can actually be an independent dancer and still dance at Stedford. So as soon as we found that out, we went, we're done. we're done with the studio. And interestingly enough, though, I had just kind of in my head, I had said, oh, Munro won't come back to the studio. Munro won't be coming back for this term. And I left it at not coming back for this term in case Munro, you know, changed her mind in another term. I thought I'd leave it open so that you could go back if you felt stronger or felt, you know, like you could handle that or wanted to give it a go again. Anyway, she come back with some things that the boys were obviously welcome to stay, but that we have to adhere to the social media policy. And that's, what do you mean? I haven't said anything, because we never named your studio publicly because I just didn't want them to be harassed with, you know, the trolls and our haters. I thought that's the last thing, you know, trying to be respectful. There must have been some comments that I just said, oh, we changed her routine, you know, on a live. And then I'd had a conversation with another student there about, not even about every, just about, you know, Munro's feeling excluded and left out, really. And that person ran and, you know, divvy-dobbed, whatever. She came back and said that, and I said, well, I have no intention of saying anything. Like, this is about Munro's mental health. Like, your concern right now should not be about social media when I'm talking about my daughter is feeling so fucking depressed at your studio. That, you know, again, where's your level of concern for children and for students, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, we left it that. We've just been focusing on your independent dancing. You've been doing amazing, smashing that out with Michelino. And we actually thought about, Munro thought about going back for a term next year because she's made friends with another little girl from dance because Munro was still doing an acro class there because it's with a different person. And, yeah, she thought about going back for another term because this other little girl is being horrendously bullied. And she's not in a good place. And Munro thought, oh, maybe I could go back and I'll just be friends with her and I can help her through it. And the studio, they've changed hands now, but they turned around and said, due to previous communication, we think it's best that Munro dances somewhere else, but still wanted to have my boys. So at first I was like, maybe it's they don't like me, my social media, whatever, but they were still happy to have my boys there. And so basically I was like, well, we none of us will go, like, you don't, that's just whatever. But anyway, it works out because really I honestly think it still would have been just draining for you, like the way that they teach is not up to par with where you want to be. You know, these kids aren't at their group dances, they're not winning a Steadfords. It's not, you know, which it's, it can be for fun, great, fair enough, some people dance for fun, but you want to actually go somewhere in life with your dancing, and you were just never going to learn it from there. They just don't have those skills. So you know, it's just, yeah, it's worked out for the better because you can just focus on yourself and going with other places. Stop picking your lips. She's picking her skin over here. But, yeah, so you've got an Estepa coming up. That's in a couple of days, actually. Very exciting. 5 days.
Yep.
So how many dances are you doing?
I am doing 15?
I think it's 15. So you've got you'll be doing your ballet.
Yep.
Ballet improv.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be doing jazz.
Yes.
Jazz improv.
Yes.
You'll be doing contemporary. Contemporary improv.
Yep.
You'll be doing
song and dance.
Lyrical improv.
Lyrical improv.
Song and dance.
Song and dance.
Tap.
Tap and sassy.
And then you've got a sassy jazz.
Yeah.
And then you've got another lyrical.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do that in the ooh-la-las section.
Yeah.
Then you've got your student choreography.
Yeah.
And then, so she choreographed that herself. And it's been a big surprise. So we won't say too much just in case Michelina listens. And then you've got duets with Michelina.
Yeah.
Which is really exciting.
Yes.
So just, yeah, we don't. We're not fussed about winning or placing with those. Like, she just wants to get on stage and dance with Michelina and have fun. There's not many opportunities that you're ever going to get to do that.
Yeah.
A lot of Steadfords, they don't have a part where the student can dance with their teacher. And, you know, Michelina has many, many things going on. You know, she was in Queensland up there at I think it was Dynamite Studios.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it just happened. So thankfully she was here for this period. You know, the next Steadford she might be off, you know, gallivanting around the world, being an incredible, beautiful light in this world herself. Mm-hmm. So this is probably one of the only opportunities you're going to get to dance with her. So they don't care about winning in that one or placing. She just wants to get on stage and dance with Michelina. And this one as well, we've had to, like, rush in a lot of her routines because we put so much pressure on Shalana for the full thing to choreograph some more routines. So, again, she's doing tap. This is the first time she's done a tap solo. It's not her it's not the category of dance that you're really comfortable in.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, I don't care if you don't place in that. Like, I just wanted you to dip your toes in getting used to doing all of it. You know, being versatile. But yeah, and yeah, this you've got a new lyrical. It's all very, very, very exciting. It's starting to rain. I hope it gets heavy.
Yeah.
It's just sprinkling at the moment. What dance are you most excited for?
I'm surprised, but I'm really excited for tap.
You are?
Yeah, I'm like surprised. But in it. Yeah, like tap's the character I'm playing with. And lyrical.
Yeah.
I love being sad on stage. Like,
you're so dramatic. You love that little.
Like outside you look depressed, but inside you look.
I'm excited to see all of that. Do you want to tell everyone what you're doing for your tap?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm doing Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Smooth Criminal.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited to be MJ.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll just be such a fun character to play, though.
It will be so cool. It'll be very, very fun.
It'll be very, very fun.
Yeah. I'm excited for that one.
Yes.
So, and yeah, what were your improvs that you were doing? What did I say? Ballet, tap. Oh, no. Ballet, lyrical.
Ballet lyrical.
Contemporary.
Jazz.
Jazz.
Yeah.
This will be your first jazz improv as well.
Same.
Did you do jazz improv before?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Last one?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Did you?
Yeah, it was a song that was like, it's time for Africa.
Oh, well, like I wish I do pay attention to your extensions, but like, I don't remember. That's because it's usually mum's got so much going on and we're scrambling around, but we're actually going to get ready. Maybe tomorrow we'll do it. We need to get Nan to try and take that jacket in. Mm-hmm. So we bought her a jacket, but it's quite big. Look, if she doesn't get time, too bad, whatever. But hopefully we can make it fit a little bit more snug. Oh, am I keeping you up here, darling? So, yeah, we've got that. So we'll get that ready over the next couple of days. We'll get everything ready. We've got new tap shoes for that and new turning things.
Yes, they're amazing.
What else? What else? Stoll? Do you want to talk about anything in particular? Don't look at me like that.
Spot.
Yeah. What are a few brands you're hoping to work with this year?
White Box,
yeah.
That's so fetch,
yeah.
Rockwear. Yeah.
What else? Frank Green. Oh, gosh, have you not got enough of those?
I'm just one in every car.
What else?
Target. I love Target so much.
You do love Target. We just went to Target before. Claudia Dean was one you were.
Oh, yes, Claudia Dean. And a lolly shop?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You don't think you've had enough lollies, you need more. Yeah, right. And what else is new in LA? Well, we're moving you downstairs. This is where we are. Are you excited about this?
I'm so excited.
What are you most excited about this new bedroom?
Just the look.
The look of it. The aesthetic. Oh, my God, it's so aesthetic, guys.
Yeah.
New room. You have your own bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't whinge about the boys peeing everywhere.
The boys pee all over the seat. The most triggering thing, they don't even shut the toilet seats. They leave it up. It's so annoying. And pee all over the seat and all over the floor and just leave it. Like, are you okay?
Oh, no, boys are
and
gross.
Then they're like, you pee? I'm sitting down, that's so weird. Well, at least we don't pee all over the seats.
Amen. Amen to that. I know something we can touch on. So, your sperm donor, we'll call him. So some people think that I'm making you guys hate your father. What do you think about that when they go, you're making the kids hate their dads?
Am I supposed to love someone that left me before they even knew?
Amen.
Like, they didn't even know me.
Amen. So when you were little, did I say bad things about him?
No.
Ever?
No.
What did I say? Do you remember what I used to say?
No. Like, I remember just like, no, I don't think we even talked about him. Like, we just like, I didn't have that.
Yeah.
That's
it wasn't too often that you asked.
Yeah.
But the rare occasions, and I've said it with all of you, is I've always said when you would ask, because you didn't ask too often. I think you just sort of, I guess maybe because Hendrix didn't have one as well.
Yeah.
So it was just normal for you, I suppose.
Yeah.
But if you did ask, like I would just say, your dad loves you, he just doesn't know how to be a dad.
Yeah.
And I've said that to all of you guys. I just felt that was the best answer because I didn't, you know, from the age of 3, I didn't mean like, actually, he doesn't give a fuck about you because that would be me, right? So I just said that until it become obvious because, you know, you guys aren't dumb. Kids aren't dumb. You know, a lot of people don't give kids the credit that they deserve. You guys are more observant than people realize. And, you know, it's pretty obvious. If that person's not around, they clearly don't care about you.
Yeah.
So I can't sit here at the age of 11 and be like, well, Daddy loves you. He loves you. We've got a public social media. I've got the same phone number. There's a million ways to contact us. And he just isn't around, but he's a good man.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's pretty clear that he's not. You know, he's got two other children that he is active with, he's involved with. He paid for Eva's dancing. You know, where's your, like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, it's pretty friggin' obvious by now. So, you know, and again, you're more sensitive than your brother. I would make child support jokes with Hendricks because he would instigate and lead. Like, he's, yeah. And it's funny because online, like, he's actually more brutal than what people realize about him. Like, they think it's me. It's a, anyway. But, you know, I would make those jokes with Hendricks and I wouldn't really talk about it with you because I know you're more sensitive about these things. But now you've started cracking those jokes yourself because obviously, you know, that's just where you feel. So now I feel that we can engage in that because you've obviously opened that door.
Yeah.
And so you have obviously felt sad over the years about him not being involved. And we had a conversation around this and what is that wrong? It's with the aircon box outside. So you're not sad that he isn't around. You're sad
that like I don't have like a father figure or like a
So what gets you down isn't that you miss Stephen Wells, old fucking chompers. Because I hope he doesn't fucking flatter himself with that. You know, she doesn't, she sees him and it's funny because she's said herself, she's like, what were you thinking? Like he's,
I kissed that.
I know. Like, look, I was in a bad place.
How drunk were you?
Honestly, legless. No, I didn't. So.
He still woke up and go, oh, he's the one.
Oh, I did not. Look, I was in a bad place mentally. See what happens when you drink? It makes you make really silly decisions. So don't ever drink alcohol. Because that's what you'll kiss. You'll kiss someone that looks like that. But I can't regret it because I have you. I have to trust that I had to go through that because I have you stop picking. But, yeah, you wish you had a dad. Not Stephen Wells. You wish you had a good dad, like a nice man. That's in your life because that's what you miss.
Yeah.
Having that, you know, and I can say the same thing. Like I don't miss any of your kids, like any of your fathers. I miss that I didn't get the opportunity to have like be excited about an ultrasound or, you know, those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. I don't miss them. Like I wish we hadn't had that or those sorts of moments. But yeah, so I think it's important that people understand that. You know, I'm not sitting here slamming your father. I never did. You're just not an idiot. You know, you can put two and two together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but I'm really thankful that he's not around because he would be a very bad influence. Like, look at the type of person he is, you know. Mm-hmm. He's ego-driven and he actually doesn't give a shit about his children. So that's not the influence that I would want raising you.
Yeah, I don't know how he can love one but not the other.
Yeah. Because I don't think even Munro that he really loves her. I don't think he loves anyone but himself. He's such a narcissist. And I think it's more that, you know, Nicole stuck around, put up with his shit. There wasn't, you know, she wasn't saying, look, step up, stop doing this or whatever, you know. So, you know, because look, like when I met him, he ditched his kids. Again, I like reflecting back on that, it was red flags. But I didn't have kids myself. And I honestly was like, because he said to me, I love you more than I love my kids. He said it to me. Now, back then, I was so young and naive and dumb that I was like, oh, he loves me even more than these kids. If a man said that to me now, I'd slit his fucking throat for the mother of his kids. Like, you love someone more than your own children, then what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
That's disgusting. It's a disgusting thing to say. So I don't think he actually even loves his kids. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's just there. He's just, he loves himself. He loves what he's a gross person. But again, I have you. So, you know, I can't, like, he makes me feel yuck when I think about him. But I love you. So I would do it all over again if it means that I got to have you. So, Don't roll your eyes at me. I can knock you, mate. I'll knock you. You're a funny goose. So, yeah, I think that's some of the main things that I sort of wanted to go over. I'm sure I'll have you back on this podcast because you'll be doing incredible things. Like 2023, you freaking met and hugged Lizzo, danced on the stage in a sold-out arena, was interviewed by the LA Times. Like, babe, what the fuck are you going to do for 2024? Buckle in, bitches. This girl has big dreams. What is that? I got
big dreams. I'm not going to pay and say.
You do have big dreams. So, I've got to get into mamager mode.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Kelly of Dance Moms was Paige and Brooke's mamager because they left.
You love your dance moms, don't you?
Yes.
So tell us about, while we wrap this up, because we've touched on some heavy stuff and some fun stuff, but let's end it, you know, on a nice thing. So tell us some of your favourite things. What's your favourite shows?
Dance Mom.
Mm-hmm.
I like that girl, Lele.
Her what?
That girl, Lele.
Layla. Who's that?
That girl, Layla. That's the show.
Oh! That girl, okay, right.
It's about, like, this girl. It's like it was on an app, and it's like, you're amazing, be brave, and stuff like that on an app. And then she said, I wish you were real, and then she came to life, and she's, like, all about sparkle and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, you should see her apps. I'm going to show you some of her apps in a minute. And anyway, there's so many, like, I watch just random, like, I like The Big Show.
Yeah.
Like, I really liked the Full House, like, one, that old one.
Yeah.
And then they kicked that one out and got Full House. Like, I love Full House, but I really like the old one better as well.
We loved Goosebumps.
Yes,
and Goosebumps. And Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. When is that going to come in?
I don't know.
I'm waiting too long.
All right, favorite ice cream?
Mint chocolate. What's going to do the death? Vanilla ice.
Favorite color?
Pink.
Favorite music?
Pop.
Favorite song?
Oh, well, my favorite one to sing is like Traitor or Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Or Celine Dion.
You have quite a few.
Yeah.
Favorite piece of clothing right now?
Nah, that one's too hard. Like, I really like my white box. I really like my gear. I really like my rocket. I really love my Target. Like, I love it all.
Okay, favorite animal?
Cat. No.
Okay, all right, I think that's it. We should probably wrap this up because you need to go and do your Claudia Dean workout. We've got to chip away, do a little bit more on this room, and then you've got a private lease on. So getting ready, smashing it out. I've got to wash my hair. Yeah. I've got a bloody... Do a bit more of this room. Might scrub your bathroom. Set that up. Are you right? Oh, my gosh. Anyway. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Munro. Ladies and gentlemen, Munro Mills. Darling. It's been amazing having you on the show. I can't wait to have you back and see what else you've accomplished because you're just a little powerhouse, 11 years of age, smashing it out, guys. Go and follow her social media. Her TikTok is Sarah N. Munro. Her Instagram is
Munro Aria
2012. So go and follow along, give her a follow. Make sure you engage with her content. She's got a talent manager now, manager. So she needs high engagement rates so she can charge that money, girl, make it rain. And what else was I going to say about that? Oh, and she's really one of the things that she wants to get this year as well. Is she wants to do a lot of PO boxing hauls. So she's hoping that she gets sent lots of stuff from companies. Yes. So if you're a company and you're listening, PO Box is, it'll be all linked in our bio. It's PO Box 671 Coffs Harbour. But yeah, so she'll do her little reviews on there. Are you right? Gosh, I'm going to have to set up video interviews. Face expressions. Anyway, thank you again for being on the show, Munro.
Thank you.
I know you've got such a busy schedule. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Cancer, summer plan.
Yeah, right, mate. All right. Yeah, well, cool. Well, thank you. And thank you guys for being so patient. I know it's been so long since my last episode. So the ball is rolling now. We're back on. I will just be consistent again. My goal when I started podcast was to just put it out there, whether it was a long episode, a short episode of high value or just random dribblings. So I will make sure that I get that, that I will hold myself accountable for that this year and offering, you know, more of myself on my social media. So thank you all for all of your support in 2023. It means the world to myself and my family. It was a very fucking challenging, draining, exhausting year, but still so many highs and incredible blessings that came our way. We had, you know, so much support and I've developed some really good connections last year. So I'm really excited for 2024. I have a really good feeling about it. I actually feel there is going to be some heaviness for 2024, but I feel like strong enough to get through that. And I'm, you know, I'm really thankful to strengthen my relationship with God. So I really feel that he's going to hold me with that. What are you doing in the background? She's mimicking. Okay, I'm going to have to end this here now because she's like signing as I speak, as if it's her talking and it's way too distracting. So anyway, I'm going to go and run around after this madam while she does her dance stuff and I will talk to you all later. Happy New Year. Have an amazing New Year. Set your intentions. Set your goals. Do not let them stop you. It doesn't matter if you fail that day. Tomorrow is another day. Let's kick our goals in 2024. I love you all so much and I will talk to you soon. Make sure you go and follow all of our social media, mine as well, not just hers. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you all for listening to my podcast. Make sure you are following all of my socials. We've got Instagram with Sarah Mills_amongst the stars. TikTok is Sarah Mills_ATS1 for now. Who knows until we get that one banned. YouTube is probably Sarah Mills Amongst the Stars as well. I don't know. Find a link tree. They'll all be in there. Thanks, guys.